What's up, crew? My name is Kelsey Zudema, and welcome to the Real is Empowering podcast. Through creating a healthy lifestyle as well as being an entrepreneur, I knew that I could not be in this journey alone. So I wanted to create a podcast that interviewed other real people who are going through an entrepreneurship journey as well as creating a healthy lifestyle and what that means and looks like to them. Through this podcast, I hope to be real as well as empower you on your journey. If you find anything that is beneficial during this podcast, please press share and subscribe. It means a lot to me as I'm just starting out on this platform. Remember, real is empowering. Happy new week. Happy Friday. If you are listening to this on a Friday, because it releases on Friday, and I hope you are. What is up? If you don't know me yet, my name is Kelsey Zudema. If you want my last name, you can find me on Insta, KZiggyFit. Yes, you heard that right. Pretty ballin' name, right? So today, I hope that the title kind of like struck a interest to listen to this. Obviously it did if you're listening, but it's called and qualified. Okay. And the reason I think that this might have struck an interest for you, because I think so often we know we're called to something, but we don't think that we're qualified. So what do? We decline the call, right? But today I want to encourage and empower you guys to answer the call, right? You know, when you have certain names that pop up in your phone and you see them, you're like, oh, decline, right? And then you have those names where they pop up on your phone, you're like, oh yes, cannot wait to talk to this person, I'm so excited, answer, and then y'all hit it off, you're talking for hours, right? Well, this, I'm trying to shift from you declining to you answering, right? Trying to shift from that name you don't want to see to the name you do want to see, right? And it's all in a matter of thinking and believing that you are qualified for what you're called to do. Okay, so how do we shift our mindset to this? First of all, we have to stop thinking we have to have it all figured out before we start. You guys know that I preach on this, but it's the number one reason why so many people won't answer their call, their calling, to be specific. They won't answer it because they don't feel like they are qualified enough to fulfill that purpose or that calling, right? So the first thing you have to do is stop believing the doubts that are being placed in your head, because there's nothing better when the enemy is trying to tell you that you're not called for something by placing doubts in your head that then cause you to decline that call, right? Because there's people out there, there's the enemy out there that doesn't want you to fulfill your purpose, right? Because your purpose is so powerful and what you were called to do is so powerful that it's going to change people. It's going to change lives. It's going to change your life. X, Y, Z, you name it. So just like the haters, the enemy doesn't want you to answer that call because then you can't make changes. And how does he do that? He places doubts in our minds that then make us second guess what we're doing. And instead of hitting answer, we hit the decline button. That's the first thing that we have to stop doing. We have to stop letting the doubts get in the way of us answering our calling. And we have to start believing that we are capable. If we're called to do something, don't you think that we are capable of doing that? Why would something be so placed on our heart? Why would something be so prominent in our lives if we weren't called to do that? And if we weren't qualified to do that, right? So that's the first thing. We have to stop letting the doubts keep us from starting. We have to just start. Because if it's something that you were called to do, if it's something you're passionate about, if it's something that brings you joy, if it's something you know you have gifts, but you feel like you might not have it all, that's something to pursue. And you'll figure it out along the way, because one of my favorite quotes, and I believe Trent Shelton said this, you guys know I'm obsessed with Trent Shelton, but he said, God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. And if that's not a piece of advice to live by, that's saying and giving you permission to say, hey, you don't have it all figured out right when you start. But you'll learn along the way. And I promise I'll use you along the way. And you have a calling and a purpose and a burning desire inside of you for a reason. It's not just there for no reason, you guys. So stop trying to suppress the flames and start acting on them and using your gifts and your abilities. And I promise you that it will work out. You're not going to know everything before you get started, right? It's like marriage. You don't know everything about that person before you get married. It'd be impossible. If that was the case, no one would ever get married, right? But you take that leap of faith to say, I know enough about that person that I love them, that I want to spend the rest of my life with. And then you spend the rest of your life learning about them, learning about yourself, learning how to grow in your relationship. It's just like that with your calling and your purpose, right? You don't know everything about it from the get-go, but as you go, you continually learn and grow, and it's a journey, and it's a lifelong journey, right? But if you don't capitalize and you don't use it because you're afraid of not knowing it all, then of course you'll never act on it, and you will completely miss out on what you were supposed to do in this life. And I'm telling you right now, I'm begging you right now to just start. If you know you have a calling to do something, why are you not doing it? Why are you not acting on those things? Because contrary to popular belief, you are qualified. If that calling was placed on your life, you're qualified. If that purpose was placed on your life, you're qualified, because it wasn't given to you for no reason, right? So figure it out as you go. Stop believing the doubts that you aren't capable or qualified. And start acting on your purpose and just start doing it and see the doors that are open. It'll be amazing. You'll be shocked. But if you don't start, then you'll never get to experience that. And what a shame that would be, to miss out on your purpose, to simply remain comfortable, right? So that's point number two. Get out of your comfort zone. A lot of us will surpass our purpose because we like being comfortable. We like the 9-to-5. We like punching the clock. We like a guaranteed paycheck. We like to stay in our little bubble of friends. We like to do this. We like to keep our routine. We like to do our own thing. Get uncomfortable, because that is where growth is. Genuine growth happens, right? When we get uncomfortable, when we switch up our routine, when we take a leap of faith, when we take that step into our purpose, when we feel a little uneasy about what we're doing, that's when you know you're on the right path. Trust me, my journey right now, there's a lot of uneasy moments, but I know that that is where I'm gonna grow. Listen, I'm hosting a free workout tonight for the first time for my apartment complex, and I feel nervous. I don't know why, but I do. But I know that if I feel nervous, then I know that there's growth on the other side of that. I know that at the end of the ball, I'm going to say, I'm so glad I did this. I know that there's growth within that, and that is what I chase after daily. I chase after growth, and I hope that you guys are chasing after growth, because sure, you could live a mediocre life that you just live comfortably. You don't really utilize your gifts and abilities, because that would cause you to do more. That would cause you to be uncomfortable. That would cause you to interact with people. But you could stay in that comfortability and live a okay life, or you could step into your purpose. You could step into the uncomfortableness of it all, right? And you could become so fulfilled and see how God works through you and uses you and see the impact that you make. And I promise you, once you get past that uncomfortable part and you grow, you will crave it. I crave growth. I never used to read because I thought I was too cool for it. Now I love reading because it causes growth. I never used to want to be uncomfortable, and now I love it because it causes growth. The adrenaline of being uncomfortable actually is kind of slightly addicting, right? Because then you get done with it and you see all that happens and the fruits of your labor, and you sow what you reap, and you just realize, or you reap what you sow, sorry, and you just realize, oh, this is amazing. I'm meant for so much more. But most of you won't even step out of your comfort to get to that point. And you will live a mediocre life, and you will go 9 to 5 at your job, and that will be that. What do you get from that? I don't know about you, but at the end of it all, I want to be saying that I lived a fulfilled life that fulfilled my purpose. I don't want to do the normal live for the weekends. I hate my job. I don't feel fulfilled. I'm not doing anything bigger than myself. I'm not doing anything for anybody else but myself. I want to live a life that leaves a legacy. And listen, if you don't want more for your life, you can just turn off the podcast now, because there's no point in continue to listen, because I'm just saying things that you don't believe in or you don't want. So if that's you, hate to see you go, but I hope that you have fun at your job tomorrow when you work 9 to 5. Which, by the way, you feel unfulfilled in, and you don't like your boss, and you don't feel like there's a purpose to your position. But let me stop talking. I'm getting in your business. I get it. So you can just log off now if you want. Not to be rude, I'm just being honest, right? But if you're someone that wants more for your life, then let's keep talking. Let's keep the conversation going, because this is for you. You know that where you are right now is not where you want to be 10 years down the road. So what do? You stop believing the doubts that are being placed in your head by the enemy. You just start. You go for it. You answer the call, right? And you think bigger than yourself, because when we think bigger than ourselves, there's so much more drive, there's so much more compassion, there's so much more desire to get something done, because you know that you're benefiting other people, and that's what it's supposed to be about, right? We are disciples. We are the hands and the feet. So we need to serve like we are. We need to be doing something bigger that's for other people, that's giving, that's genuine, right? But so many of us are just looking for that next paycheck because we want that money to spend on ourselves. And if we get this much money, then we can go buy this and we can do this. But what if you created a ripple effect that said, hey, I'm doing something and I'm able to provide for myself, but more importantly, I'm able to provide for other people. I'm able to give them an opportunity, a voice, a purpose, because of my yes and my desire and my why. Isn't that what you want? Isn't that so much better than going through the daily routine of life? I love a good routine. Don't get me wrong. I like structure. I like planning my days, but I don't want my routine to become so mundane that there's no purpose or no ripple effect that is coming from that. That's not a legacy in life. That's just living. There has to be more. So if you have a burning desire and passion and you've been suppressing and suppressing because you just believe the lies that you're not capable, you don't have people around you telling you that it's a good idea, you don't have the support system that you want, stop looking for the approval of man. That's my next point. Stop being so caught up in whether everybody else approves of you, right? Because there's only one approval that matters, and that's God's. So stop seeking the approval of everybody else and waiting on everybody to approve you, because if you spend your life trying to please everybody else, I can guarantee you that you will miss out on you. You will miss out on your opportunity, your purpose, what you are meant to do. Because all you care about is fitting in and trying to go with the flow and trying to make sure that everybody likes you, and you'll lose yourself in the process. So get back to the root of, who am I? I'm reading a book right now. I just started it. It's called Dream Big. It's by Bob Goff. If you don't know Bob Goff, he's amazing. He's just like on a thousand out, like, all the time. He's hilarious, but he writes really, really well. And he's talking about, in this book, the literal caption at the bottom of it says, know what you want, why you want it, and what you're going to do about it. And one of the first chapters is saying, who am I? Getting back to literally writing out who you are. Not who people think you are, not who you want people to think you are, not who what you think people want you to be. It's who are you? Who are you as a person? What are your gifts? What are your capabilities? What do you want to be? What do you want to be? Not what they want you to be. What do you want to be? And getting back to the root of that, because so many of us have lost that. And that's why we miss our purpose. That's why we miss growth. That's why we're okay with being comfortable, because we don't even know who we are. So how do we know who we want to be? So take a second, pause this if you need to, do it now, not next week, not next year, do it now, and write out, who am I? Who do I want to be? Be real and genuine and raw with yourself. If you're not who you want to be right now, no problem. We get to address it. We get to work on it and we get to grow. But if you don't want to grow, then no one's going to be able to help you, because you're going to be stuck in your mindset. You're going to be fixed in every part of your life. You're never going to feel like you're qualified. You're never going to answer the call. You're just going to go through life and then death. Sorry for being morbid, but it's true. It just is what it is, right? That's the cycle of life. We're born, and we die. But one of my favorite speeches that I've ever heard was talking about the dash on a gravestone in between our dates of birth and death. And the dash is the most important part, because the dash is what summarizes our entire life and what we did and who we were, and then the legacy that we left. So don't let that dash go to waste. Don't let it just be a daily routine with no purpose, no growth, selfish ambition, greediness. Don't let it be that. Don't let it represent that. If someone looked at your dash, if you were to die today, and someone looked at your dash, what would they say about you? I know what I would want someone to say about me, but am I doing the things to have them say that? That's why daily growth is so critical. So if you want that dash to mean more, you have to believe that you are qualified if you're being called. You have to start answering the call and having the conversation and then the actions, and then keep answering daily. It's like you're calling, it's calling you every single day and you got to answer it. Am I saying you're going to answer it every day? No. Are there days where I hit decline sometimes? Yeah. But once you start to answer and you have those conversations, you'll be amazed at what happens. So start answering the call. Stop hitting the decline button. Start believing that you are capable. Start believing you are qualified. Start believing you are called, right? Take your phone, essentially as an analogy, off airplane mode. Autopilot. Take your life off autopilot. Start allowing the call to come in and start answering it, because I promise you, that is when you will begin to feel fulfilled, and that is when you will step into your purpose, and that is when you will grow, and that is when life begins to shift. I hope that something hit you today in this podcast. I know these podcasts are pretty short, but I'm pretty short and to the point. That's how it goes. So I get out what I feel I'm called to say, and then I leave it at that, and I leave it in your hands. And I just want to remind you that you are capable and that you are called. I just need you to start answering. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, great rest of your week, everything. And remember, real is empowering.